That's one book to be worshipping if you're here today.
Maybe come weekend, there's no more showing, Joe, to run the upstairs for fun.
It's such a beautiful day as well. The sun is shining and everything seems right with the world.
هر روز خیلی قشنگیه، خوشی داره میتاب و به نظر میسید همه چیز دنیا داره.
It's good to enjoy beautiful days when they come.
خیلی خوبه که از روزهای زیبا لذت ببریم زمانی که میان.
But I'd like to speak with you not about just today, but I want to speak to you today about all the time.
ولی من امروز میخوام نه تنها درباره امروز با شما صحبت کنم، بلکه امروز میخوام درباره تمام زمان هستی صحبت کنم.
If you like the history of time.
اگر شما علاقه داریم تاریخ زمان هست.
And God's plan for the future.
و برنامه های خدا برای آینده.
I'd like to talk with you about the fact that Jesus is coming again.
میخوام روز باتون درباره این حقیقت صحبت بکنم که مسیح دوباره داره برمیاد.
What does this mean for us?
این برای ما چه معنی داره؟
What does the Bible say about it?
و کتاب درباره چی؟
In the church, we normally think about this in these weeks before Christmas, the second coming of Jesus Christ.
معمولا در کلیسا ما یکی دو هفته قبل از کریسمس، قبل از روز میلاد مسیح، درباره این چیزها صحبت می‌کنیم.
The first coming of Jesus was 2,000 years ago.
اولین باری که مسیح اومد 2,000 سال پیش.
He lived for about 33 years.
برای حدود 33 سال زندگی کرد.
He was crucified. He was raised.
و به صلیب کشیده شد و کشته شد و برخاست.
And he ascended into heaven to be with his Father.
و به آسمان ها بالا رفت و در کنار پدرش بود.
But the scriptures tell us that he's going to come back again.
ولی آیات به ما میگن که او دوباره برخواهد.
In the creed which we say at baptism, it says this.
در یک عقیده که ما در هنگام تعمید میگیم اینو میگه که
I believe he will come to judge the living and the dead.
من باور دارم که اون باز خواهد گشت تا قضاوت کنه زنده ها و مردگان.
We call this the second coming of Jesus Christ.
ما به این میگیم بازگشت دوم عیسی مسیح.
Well, what can we learn about this from the scriptures?
ولی حالا چه چیزی میتونیم درباره یاد بگیریم از آیات؟
I'm going to take you to lots of Bible passages today.
میخوام شما ببرم به خیلی آیات زیادی از کتاب.
You might like to follow it in your Bibles if you can.
شما شاید دوست داشته باشید که در توی کتاب های خودتون رو دنبال بکنید.
First of all, I'll ask my dearly beloved friend Eliezer to read a passage where Jesus is teaching about his second coming.
اول یک چیکار از کتاب رو میخونید درباره جایی که مسیح داره درباره بازگشتش تعلیم میده.
Can you read Mark 13:24-37.
انجیل مارک 13 لوقا 15 چاپ 13 24 سی مارکوس
This is one of the passages where Jesus is teaching about what will happen when he comes again.
پس شد باب 13 همه کتاب مرقس آیات 24 و 35.
The previous verses speak about great suffering that will come upon believers.
اون آیات قبل از این داره در مورد اون رنج های بسیار بزرگی صحبت میکنه که بر ایمانداران میاد قبل از اینکه مسیح برگرده دوباره. عیسی جواب داد شما چقدر گمراهید زیرا نه از کلام خدا چیزی میدانید نه از قدرت خدا وقتی آن هفت برادر پس از این مصیبت ها خورشید تیره و تار خواهد شد و ماه دیگر نخواهد باشد ستاره ها خواهند افتاد و آسمان دگرگون خواهد شد آنگاه تمام مردم مرا خواهند دید که در ابرها با قدرت شکوه عظیم میآیم من فرشتگان خود را خواهم فرستاد تا برگزیدگانم را از سراسر دنیا یعنی از گوشه و کنار زمین و آسمان جمع کنند حال این درس را از درخت انجیر بیاموزید وقتی شاخههایش نرم میشوند و برگ تولید میکنند میفهمید که تابستان نزدیک شده همینطور وقتی دیدید من چه گفتم رخ داده بدانید که پایان کار بسیار نزدیک شده است مطمئن باشید این نسل خواهد ماند و این وقایع را خواهد ماند. آسمان و زمین از میان خواهند رفت ولی سخنان من تا به ابد پابرجا خواهند ماند. اما هیچ کس حتی فرشتگان آسمان نیز خبر ندارند چه روز و چه ساعتی دنیا به آخر می‌رسد. حتی خود من هم نمی‌دانم، فقط پدرم خدا از آن آگاه است. پس باید آماده باشید، دعا کنید و هر لحظه چشم به راه بازگشت من باشید، چون نمی‌دانید من لحظه کی فرا می‌رسد. بازگشت من مانند بازگشت مردی است که به کشور دیگر به سفر رفته است و برای هر یک از خدمتگزاران خود وظیفه خاصی معین کرده و به دربار و به دربار نیز فرموده تا منتظر بازگشت او باشد. پس شما نیز چشم به راه باشید، چون نمی‌دانید کی برمی‌گردد، سر شب، نیمه شب، سحر یا صبح. مواظب باشید که وقتی می‌آیم در خواب غفلت نباشید. باز هم میگویم چشم به راه من باشید. این از پایان من به شما وعده دارم.
Well, I'm going
to explain what some of those words of Jesus mean.
But first, I want to explain how the Bible understands history or time.
برای دانش من باید توضیح بدم که تعریف کتاب مقدس از این زمان هستی چی است.
Jesus spoke about two worlds or two kingdoms that exist together.
مسیح در مورد دو پادشاهی یا دو دنیا صحبت کرد که همزمان وجود دارند.
One is this world or this age, the world of this everyday life we live in.
یکی این دنیای امروزه، عصر امروزی هستش که ما هر روز در زندگی می‌کنیم.
Another is the new world, the new age, what is called the kingdom of God.
و اون یکی عصر جدید هست و به تعبیری پادشاهی خداوند.
So we're going to begin with creation. So I'm going to go back to creation. I'm going over here. This is where the world was created and began over here.
میخوام برگردم به روز اول خلقت که هم اول اونجا دنیا تشکیل میشه.
So God created the world.
خداوند دنیا رو ایجاد میکنه.
And He created Adam and Eve.
بعد حضرت آدم رو.
Then there were other people. There was Noah and David and Moses and David.
و بعد نوح و موسی و داوود و اینا رو خلق کرد.
Various prophets.
نبی‌های مختلف.
And then there was Jesus Christ.
و بعد عیسی مسیح.
And something changed when he came.
و یک چیزی عوض شد زمانی که او آمد.
The kingdom of God arrived.
پادشاهی خداوند رسید.
All this had been preparing for this.
همه این پشت سر داشتن آماده می‌شدن واسه این.
The Bible sometimes calls this a new age or a new world.
کتاب مقدس اینو بعضی وقتا ازش به عنوان عصر جدید یا دنیای جدید یاد می‌کنه.
So we have the old world, it's keeping on going.
ما دنیای قدیمی رو داریم که همه توی داریم.
But there's also a new world, which is the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
ولی خب یه دنیا جدید و پادشاهی عیسی مسیح هم هست که همزمان ما این داریم.
And they're both continuing on.
و همینطوری موازی دارم هم میگیم.
And this is where we're living.
و همین جایی که ما زندگی میکنیم.
So somewhere along here in this world is Emmanuel Church.
یه جایی توی همین خط زمانی کلیسای امانوئل.
We're living between two kingdoms, this world and also the world of Jesus Christ.
ما داریم در بین دو تا دنیا زندگی می‌کنیم. این دنیای امروزی و دنیای پادشاهی مسیح.
And when you follow Jesus, you're in both worlds.
و زمانی که مسیح رو شما دارید دنبال می‌کنید، شما در هر دو جهان هستید.
You're still in this world, but you're also in the world of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God.
شما هنوز این دنیا هستید، ولی همچنین در دنیای پادشاهی خداوند.
It's a bit like being a frog.
مثل یک قورباغه بوده.
A frog can live in the water and it can live on the land.
قورباغه دوزیسته، هم میتونه توی آب زندگی کنه هم روی خشک.
So if you're a Christian, you're like a frog.
پس اگر شما مسیحی هستید مثل یک قورباغه.
You're in this world.
شما توی دنیا هستید.
But you're also in the kingdom of Jesus.
ولی همچنین توی پادشاهی عیسی مسیح هستید.
Now time will continue.
و همینطور زمان پیش میره.
We don't know for how long.
نمیدونید برای چقدر.
And then Jesus will come again.
و بعد مسیح دوباره برمیاد.
And when he comes again, this world will finish.
وقتی اون دوباره برمیگرده این دنیا الانیه که روز به روزی تمام میشه.
The world that began back with Adam and Eve, that will come to an end.
اون دنیایی که با آدم شروع شده بود دیگه تمام میشه.
But the kingdom of Jesus Christ will continue on.
ولی پادشاهی عیسی مسیح همینطوری ادامه داره.
So actually you are already in the kingdom, the eternal kingdom.
بنابراین اگه شما در حقیقت همین الانش توی اون دنیای پادشاهی خداوند هست.
That's why we say when you receive Christ, eternal life began then.
برای همین است که ما میگیم زمانی که شما مسیح رو دریافت میکنیم زندگی ابدی از زمان تو شروع میشه.
But we live between these two kingdoms.
ولی ما بین این دو پادشاهی زندگی میکنیم.
It's kind of exciting place to be.
یک جای خیلی هیجان انگیزیه که یه جوری هیجان انگیزه باشه.
Sometimes it's painful.
بعضی وقتا دردناکه.
Sometimes we suffer.
بعضی وقتا رنج می‌کشیم.
But we also see signs of Jesus' kingdom all around us.
ولی بعضی وقتا نشانه‌هایی از پادشاهی خداوند در دور و بر.
For example, miracles of healing.
به عنوان مثال معجزه‌های شفا.
God intervening, Jesus intervening in our lives.
خداوند مسیح کاری در زندگی ما انجام میده.
He reaches out and pulls us out of this world into His world.
او میاد ما رو بعد ما رو سعی می‌کنه ببینه و بکشه بیرون از این دنیا و توی دنیای خودش.
He transfers us from Satan's world into the world of Jesus Christ.
ما رو از دنیای شیطان ترانسپورت می‌کنه، حد انتقال می‌ده به دنیای خودش.
And our challenge is to live as people of Jesus Christ, not people of this old world.
و ما چالش ما این هستش که مثل مردمان پادشاهی خدا هستیم.
We're still in the world, but that's not our primary identity in this world.
ما هنوز توی این دنیا هستیم، ولی این اون هویت اولیه ما نیست.
So you need to keep remembering that.
پس شما باید اینو همیشه به خاطر داشته باشید.
Don't get all your pleasure from driving the latest fanciest car.
همه اون لذتتون رو از رانندگی کردن چیزا خوش فهمونه.
That's passing away. That is passing away.
این مردن.
It's in this world. This world is finishing.
این دنیا تموم میشه.
It has no future.
هیچ آینده‌ای نداره.
It's the kingdom of Jesus Christ that has a future.
پادشاهی خداوند هست که آینده‌ای داره.
And when you follow, choose to follow Jesus, it's like you transfer into Jesus' world.
و وقتی شما از این دنیا داریم وقتی که ایمان میاریم از این دنیا داریم به پادشاهی خداوند را میکنیم.
Now Jesus called His world the kingdom of God.
مسیح اون دنیا رو بهش میگه که بهش میگه پادشاهی خداوند.
Sometimes He called it the kingdom of heaven.
بعضی وقتا بهش میگه پادشاهی آسمان.
When you choose to follow Jesus, you become a citizen in the kingdom of heaven.
زمانی که مسیح رو دنبال میکنید، انگار یه شهروند پادشاهی خداوند میشید، پادشاهی آسمان.
And that establishes an eternal future for you in God's
world. Now, when
Jesus came to preach, he said that his message was to declare that this new world had begun. He said that his message was he was declaring this new kingdom, this new world has begun.
اون اعلام میکنه که این پادشاهی جدید، این دنیای جدید هم شروع شده.
People were expecting a political world. They were expecting Jesus, the Messiah, to be some kind of political king.
اونها انتظار داشتن وقتی اولین بار اینو مطرح کرد مسیح که انتظار یک پادشاهی سیاسی داشتن، یک امپراتوری فیزیکی.
But instead he brought a spiritual world.
ولی اون یک دنیای روحانی آمد.
Let's have a look at Mark chapter 1 verses 14 to 15.
بیایید به مرقس 1 verses 14 to 15. 14 تا 15 نگاه بکنید.
This is how Jesus announced his message.
اینطوری هستش که مسیح پیام خودش رو اعلام کرد.
Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God. He said, "The time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." 1:14 to 15.
میگه که مدتی بعد پس از آنکه یحیی به دستور هیرودیس پادشاه زندانی شد، عیسی به ایالت جلیل آمد که پیام خدا را به مردم برساند. او فرمود زمان موعود فرا رسیده است. به زودی خداوند ملکوت خود را برقرار خواهد ساخت. پس از گناهان خود دست بکشید و به این خبر خوش ایمان بیاورید.
So he said, look, this new world has begun. The kingdom is close to you. You've got to get ready for it. You should repent.
اش میگه که این دنیا جدید شروع شده. پادشاهی خداوند رسیده. شما باید آماده باشین. نزدیک که باید آماده باشین و توبه کنید.
You can't go on living the same way you've been living.
دیگه نمیتونید به همون شیوه زندگی سابق خودتون بکنید.
So he was saying the kingdom of God is close by. It's about to come.
میگه که پادشاهی خداوند نزدیک، خیلی نزدیک.
One time he said, actually, it's already among you. It's with you already.
But یه بار میگه که این پادشاهی خداوند همین الانش بین شما رسیده.
Luke 17:21.
لوقا 17.
لوقا
17. آیه 20.
Chapter 17.
باب 17 آیه 21.
باب 17. Chapter 21. Once Jesus was asked by the Pharisees when the kingdom of God was coming, and he answered, "The kingdom of God is not coming with things that can be observed. Nor will they say, 'Look, here it is,' or 'There it is.' For in fact, the kingdom of God is among you." 17:21.
میگه که و نخواهم گفت که در این گوشه یا آن گوشه زمین آغاز شده است این ملکوت خدا در میان شما است.
So Jesus is saying, firstly he says the kingdom is getting close, and then he says the kingdom is among you, it's here already.
اولش میگه که پادشاهی خداوند نزدیکه و بعدش میگه که در میان شماست.
He also says it in Luke 11:20.
و بعد در لوقای 11 آیه 20 میگه
که It's by the finger of God that I cast out demons and the kingdom of God has come to you.
اما اگر من با قدرت خدا ارواح پلید را از وجود مردم بیرون میکنم این ثابت میکنم که ملکوت خدا در میان شما آغاز شده است.
So he's saying the kingdom of God has come, this new age, this new time of God has come.
اون داره پس میگه که این ملکوت جدید رسیده و این زمان جدید آغاز شده.
So we are in this kingdom that Jesus brought with us when he came.
پس ما در این پادشاهی هستیم که مسیح با خود آورد و برد.
This is like a new age, a new season in the world. You could call it the kingdom of the spirit as well. So we're in Jesus Christ. When you're in Jesus Christ, you belong to this kingdom, this age, and this time.
زمانی که شما در مسیح هستید، شما تعلق دارید به این پادشاهی.
Now, part of our message, the gospel that we preach, is that this world is passing away. That's because Jesus is going to come and he's going to judge the world and he will declare an end to this world. And Jesus' disciples, they went and they preached that Jesus would return and that would bring the end of the age. We have this in Acts
10:42.
He commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the way ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. This is Peter preaching about the return of Jesus. He commanded us to preach.
میگه و خدا ما را فرستاد تا خبر خوش را به همه بدهیم و بگوییم که خدا رسال تعیید نموده تا داور زندگان را بگوییم شد.
So Paul is preaching Jesus came and he died for our sins.
پولوس اینجا داره موعظه میکنه که مسیح اومده برای گناهان ما مرد.
He was raised from the dead.
او از مردگان برخاست.
He was taken up into heaven.
و به آسمان ها
And he will come, and he will return, and he will judge all the living and the dead. And there's many warnings in the scriptures for us to be ready and alert for that. In Mark 13, Jesus says, keep alert, stay awake.
در مرقس 13 مسیح میگه که هوشیار باشید و بیدار باشید.
And if you're a follower of Jesus, you're a person who waits.
برای وقتی شما یک دنبال کننده مسیح هستیم، شما کسی هستیم که منتظر می‌مونید.
We wait with hope for the return of Jesus.
منتظر می‌مونیم با امید برای برگشت مسیح.
And this gives us great joy.
و این به ما خیلی لذت خوب می‌دهد.
And even if we have great suffering or difficulties, we know that Jesus is coming back. And if this world gets very annoying, we know that it's passing away. We know that God has a bigger plan than nations or the societies or cultures around us.
می دونیم که خداوند برنامه بزرگتری داره نسبت به تمام ملیت ها و قوم های دور و بر ما.
You to like know the end of the history of the world. We know what the story is going to finish like.
ما همین از الان می دونیم که داستان این دنیا چجوری قرار به پایان برسه.
So in Titus 2:13 Paul says, we wait for the blessed hope, the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Titus is one of Paul's under the sword symbols. Just before James and John and Peter.
در تیتوس
دو
آیه 13
We went with the blessed hope and the manifestation of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ.
گفته او درست است. بنابراین لازم است به مسیحیان در کلیت خیلی جدی حکم کنیم تا در ایمان و اعتقاد خود دقیق باشیم.
So he's saying to them, and this was very important for the early church, he's saying to them, we have a hope of the return of Jesus. We have in the early church, he's warning, he's telling them, we have this hope that Jesus is coming. Actually, human beings can't live without hope. It's very difficult to live without hope. And we have this wonderful hope that Christ is coming back. Now, the return of Jesus, although we long for it and it gives us joy, it will also be a day of a great sorrow for many people.
این روز برگشت مسیح که به ما خیلی لذت میده و ما داریم منتظرش میمونیم میتونه برای بعضی روز دمهای خیلی بزرگ باشه.
This Jesus, when he returns, will also bring judgment on those who have done wrong and have rejected his gospel.
به خاطر اینکه زمانی که مسیح برمیگرده اون وقت یک قضاوت خیلی بزرگی برای کسایی میاره که کلام رو شنیدن ولی رد کردن.
We're going to read a passage that Paul wrote that describes this. It's quite a confronting image.
ما می‌خوایم یه سری از کلام رو بخونیم که پولس نوشته و خیلی کلام خیلی سخت و سختی هم هست. خیلی
روکه. Two Thessalonians 5. Before Titus. Verses 5 to 10.
Everybody should memorize this.
You might not say who's that?
316, John 316.
زیرا خدا به ذات مردم جهان را دوست دارد که ایمان فرزند خود را فرستاده تا هر که به او ایمان آورد هلاک نشود بلکه زندگی جاودانی یابد.
So the revelation of love of God for us in Jesus is amazing.
بنابراین این مکاشفه عشق خداوند در مسیح عشق بنیت.
But God is also just.
اما خداوند عادل.
And the day will come when Jesus will return to judge those who start evil.
و روزی خواهد رسید که مسیح در میگرده کسانی که شرارت انجام دادن رو بدابد.
There will be a consequence.
یک کابل برد.
And here he describes, Paul describes this as eternal destruction and separation from the presence of God.
و اینجا پولس رو اینطوری تعریف میکنه که یک نابودی ابدی و جدا شدن از پادشاهی خداوند رو.
In the meantime, God shows His patience with us and His kindness to us. In the meantime, before then, God shows His kindness to us. And we have an opportunity to share the gospel of life with people. Now, Jesus often taught about His second coming. He had many parables about what it was going to be like when He returns. What are some of the things that Jesus says about His return? One of the things He says is that before He returns, there will be more suffering in the world. And also evil will increase and there will be more persecution. So we shouldn't be surprised if there's suffering or people are persecuted for the name of Jesus. Another sign is that the gospel will be preached to all the nations. Matthew 24:14. This says the good news of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
در متی 24 آیه 14 میگه که سرانجام وقتی مژده انجیل به گوش همه مردم جهان رسید و همه از آن باخبر شدند آنگاه دنیا به آخر خواهد رسید.
So what this is saying is that before Jesus returns, the gospel will be preached to all the different peoples of the world.
این چیزی که داره میگه این هستش قبل از اینکه مسیح بازگرده و پیام خداوند کلام خداوند به همه مردم‌های جهان
And actually today the Gospels are translated into thousands of different
languages.
And missionaries are taking this Gospel, the message of Jesus, to all the different people groups in the world. Think about Iran. How many different languages are there in Iran?
Okay. 50, 80, more.
Any languages. Every language they need to hear the gospel in their own language. And some people are deaf and they speak Persian sign language. They need the gospel in their language as well. More than 100 years ago, three girls went from our church in Caulfield to China as missionaries.
بیشتر از 100 سال گذشته، یه چند تا دختری از کلیسای ما رفتن به چین برای خدمت.
They were 20 years old when they left.
20 سالشون بود وقتی رفتن.
And they went to give their lives to serve in China to take the gospel to the Chinese people.
و آنها خواستن زندگیشون بدن برای کلام خدا رو ببرن به چین تا به مردم چینی
Actually, many young people were going out from our church to India, to Korea, to China. And And we have the letters from these three young women. The letters they wrote. And they speak about their joy that they're speeding the return of Jesus by taking the gospel to the Chinese.
بازگشت خداوند رو به سرعت می‌بخشن با موعظه کردن به چینی ها برای ما عنوان
کردن
هیجان انگیز هیجان‌زده شده بودن برای بازگشت خداوند.
Actually, those three girls were martyred. They were killed by the Chinese uprising because of being missionaries.
اونها توسط مسئولین چینی کشته شدن به خاطر اینکه مقابل در چین بودن.
And in the files of the church, we have the church bulletin on Sunday when the minister had to announce to the church that three of their daughters had had been killed in China. This is our history. And I say this to explain that the passion for the return of Jesus is really important in understanding what God is doing in the world
today.
There are many signs actually that the gospel is reaching all the nations of the world. The way Jesus is being moving amongst the people of Iran is one of those signs. It's just an incredible miracle of God's kindness to that nation. And also there are other events that might be seen as a sign of the coming of Jesus too.
در حقیقت یک سری وقایع دیگه هم هست که میتونه به عنوان نشانه بازگشت مسیح ازش یاد بشه.
The Bible promises that the people of Israel, the Jews, will return to their land at some point.
در کتاب مقدس وعده داده میشه که مردم اسرائیل برمیگردن به سرزمین خودشون در یک جایی.
That has happened in the last
100 years.
The Bible speaks of other signs as well that Jesus is coming back. It says that there could be signs in the heavens or things like earthquakes or floods. But Jesus says that he will come at a time when people do not expect. Maybe before we finish the service today, people will return. Many will be caught by surprise. He says two people will be working together and one will be ready and the other will not. So he warns people to be always ready for his return. The scriptures say that Jesus will come from the heavens with his angels. And he'll gather together all the believers who are still alive. And it says that he will raise the dead, all the dead, or those that have died will be raised to life. First those who died knowing Christ, and then all the rest.
اول کسایی که مردن زمانی که مسیح رو میشناختن و بقیه بعد از بقیه رو هم بعد از
اونها و بعد
قضاوت خدا اونجا.
We have one more passage for you.
یک کلمه یک بخش دیگه داریم.
One Thessalonians chapter 4.
مانند آنان که امید یا آدم آینده ندارند در آن اوصف فرو نرد. زیرا ما که ایمان داریم عیسی مرد و پس از مرگش شد باید یقین داشته باشیم که به هنگام بازگشت او خدا تمام مسیحیانی را که مردند همراه وی به این جهان باز خواهد آورد. این را من از جانب خداوند میگویم، ما که هنگام بازگشت مسیح خداوند زنده باشیم زودتر از مردگان به آسمان نخواهیم رفت، زیرا صدای فرمان الهی و آوای تکان دهنده رئیس فرشتگان و نوای شیطان خدا شنیده خواهد و نامان را خود خداوند از آسمان به زمین خواهد آورد. آنگاه پیش از همه مسیحیانی که مردند زنده خواهند شد تا خداوند را ملاقات کنند. سپس ما که هنوز زندگی و روی زمین باقی هستیم همراه ایشان در ابرها رو بوده خواهیم شد تا همگی خداوند را در هوا ملاقات کنیم و تا ابد با او باشیم. پس با این سخنان یکدیگر را تشویق کنیم و تسلی دهیم.
So he's speaking about people who have died. He says in the Greek, he says they fall asleep. It was the way Paul would speak about those who died in Christ. It's like they're sleeping and then they'll wake
up.
He says, I want you to know about the people who have died knowing Christ. I don't want you to be grieving about them, he says. He says, the people that have no hope, their grief is very, very bad. But if you have hope, you don't grieve in the same way about people that have died in Christ. Actually, a Christian funeral can be a very joyful event. If ever any of you attend my funeral, please have a wonderful party, a little celebration. Have some dancing. Get the curtains up to show everyone how to dance. Because actually, you know, we should rejoice when we think about those who have died in Christ. Because Paul says, if we believe Jesus died and rose, so God will raise those who have died in Jesus Christ.
به خاطر اینکه پولس میگه اگر مسیح مرد و برخاست اون وقت او همه کسانی رو که در اون مردن رو برخواهد.
So he says we don't agree like the rest of the world agrees.
بنابراین ما عزاداری نمی کنیم همونطوری که برخی می کنیم.
That's why a Christian funeral can be a joyful event. Even though it's a sad event, it's still a joyful event.
به خاطر همینه که این عموما یک مراسم ختم مسیحی میتونه یک مراسم خیلی لذت بخش شادی باشه و اینکه یک مراسم در از تنبیه.
And he describes how when Christ returns, those who died in Christ will be raised and they'll be with the Lord Jesus. He's saying, I'm telling you this so that you can comfort each other. Well, my friends, I've explained to you about the coming of the Lord Jesus, the second coming. We're about to celebrate Christmas, which is the first, celebrated the first
time.
And it's a beautiful thing to celebrate Christmas. But our real joy, our real hope is the fact that Jesus is coming again.
ولی اون شادی اصلی ما باید این باشه که مسیح داره دوباره برد.
He will bring justice to the world.
او عدالت رو به دنیا میاره.
This world will pass away.
این دنیا میمیره.
And the new world will continue. The kingdom of Jesus Christ will continue.
و اون عصر جدید دنیای جدید پادشاهی عیسی مسیح ادامه پیدا کنه.
And this truth fills us with great joy.
و این حقیقت ما رو با یک شادی عظیمی پر
میکنه. You might say, how do we know Jesus will come again? Part of the proof of that is that he rose from the dead. Five hundred witnesses saw him brought back to life. And Paul says, if you believe Jesus was raised from the dead, then you can believe also that God God will raise all of those who die in Jesus Christ.
پس پولس میگه اگر شما باور دارید که مسیح از مردگان برخاست، اون وقت باید باور داشته باشید که مسیح میتونه تمام کسانی رو که در نام او مردن از مردگان برخاست.
Jesus started the kingdom of God.
مسیح شروع کرد پادشاهی خداوند رو.
With his own body, he showed us his principles of the kingdom.
با بدن خود اون اصول پادشاهی نشون ما داد.
This is our identity to be like Jesus.
این هویت ماست که مثل مسیح باشیم.
To die with him and to be raised
with him.
And this fills us with great joy. It puts the things of this life into
perspective.
So don't hang on to the things of this world too
tightly.
Your future, you have another world in view.
آینده شما یک دنیا جدید شما دیگه میتونه.
Jesus has prepared a new world for you.
مسیح یک زندگی جدید برای شما آماده.
So invest in that world more than in this world.
از توی اون دنیا بیشتر سرمایه گذاری کنید.
That is the pathway of true freedom and joy in this life.
این راه آزادی واقعی و خوشحالی است.
And when you feel some pain in your heart or a need in your heart, don't just look to the things of this world to make you happy. A bigger house,
a
faster car,
a
more beautiful wife,
a
better job,
a
more beautiful husband. Look to the things of God and Jesus Christ for your comfort and your identity.
Because
all those other things are passing away. They will deceive you. They will offer you everything but give you nothing. But Jesus Christ's word is true. What he brings to you is true.
ولی کلام مسیح واقعی هست، همون چیزی که برای شما میاره واقعی.
And the signs of the kingdom and the miracles that he does, these are the evidence he gives to us to help us understand that the words he spoke are true.
و اون نشانه هایی که از پادشاهی به ما داده اینها شواهدی هست که ما ثابت میکنیم که اون چیزی که میگه درست است.
To help us understand the reality of the purpose he has for us.
که به ما کمک کنه که بفهمیم اون واقعیت هدف داری که برای ما
داره. Lord Jesus, thank you that you are coming again. Give us a passion in our hearts for your second coming. Help us to understand what this means for our lives and for everything that we do with this life. Set us free from the traps of this world so that we can be really liberated to be people of your kingdom, Lord, the kingdom of God. Help us to see things through the eyes of the kingdom. And Lord, we pray that your kingdom would come more among us, that we see more signs of the kingdom, more inbreaking of the power of God, that the very heavens would open and reveal to us the secrets of the kingdom of God, Lord. We want to see more of your power, your grace, your love, your healing, your truth in our lives as we wait for your return, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.